This is awesome. It feels packed in here, right? So many faces. It's so cool. I love seeing all the faces. I love having a full room because we're going to have good conversations today around tables. If you are newer to Northgate, every once in a while we pull out the tables and we like to have discussions around tables. This is not the church to come to if you're trying to hide. If you're not here on a weekend, we miss you. We pray for you. Every Wednesday, we go through, who wasn't here this week? Who haven't we seen in a while? Why haven't we seen them? Do they need prayer? Can we pray for you? So if you're not here on a Sunday, we're like, hey, where have they been? How are they doing? Are they okay? So welcome. Welcome to Northgate. Welcome home. Let's start off with that. We're going to jump back and forth between table discussions and a teaching on the sense of smell today. So let's start by introducing yourselves to one another. If you guys want to join a table, if there's only a couple around you and you want to talk with, I mean, my parents, they're all by themselves over there. They're like, hey, don't out me. They hide. and I always do, and it's the best because my mom gets so embarrassed. Sorry, Mom. Love you. Let's introduce ourselves. Just say, hey, this is who I am. But Mom, hey, Jacob's super cool. Hi, Jacob. Good to see you, bud. Congratulations on the baby. That's cool. That's your baby, right? Okay. So introduce yourselves and then share your favorite smell. Okay? If you have like a scent that you really enjoy, like a candle smell or a food smell, if it's bacon, that's a hard one to beat. But share your favorite smell and your name. All right, I think we're getting there. Now that we've gotten to know each other a little bit, I'm actually going to turn the tone a little bit more serious real fast. And it's going to deepen our relationships with each other, too, as we pray for these things. And I wanted to start at the beginning of the service to give it ample time to just sit in prayer for a few things. If you guys have been watching the news, you know that there has been some extremely difficult things happening around the world. I personally have a emotional connection to Maui and the people in Maui since Haley and I, we lived there for a couple years and we have really good friends on the islands. I worked at a church in Oahu and some of my students moved over to Maui. They lived near Lahaina. They're all safe right now, the ones that I know of, but a lot of them were not and a lot of them have lost a lot. And I put this slide up here to pray for Maui. I wanted us to take some time around the tables to pray for them. But even then, this morning, there were additional things that were added onto this list of significant prayers that I would love to just spend some time as a congregation praying for. Billy came and told me that Lunchme, our guest speaker from a couple weeks ago from India, had some more heart complications again, and she is physically not doing well. I can give you the full story on Todd later, but I accidentally spilled some coffee on him yesterday. He's recovering from some burn wounds on his leg. Gary Singh put out a Facebook message yesterday of a local police officer who went into Code 3 and is not doing well. So we can pray for him. And then another one of our little students by affiliation, Melania, is also having some cognitive struggles right now where she's having to relearn how to speak and they're not sure what's going on. So, and I know there's multiple other things that we pray for every Wednesday within our congregation that if you know of them, feel free to pray for them. By affiliation, there's a lot of people going through just difficult circumstances right now. So I wanted to spend just at least 5 minutes or so in prayer. So if you would just, If you're not a prayer, just respectfully bow your heads with those around, those on the table. And if you feel like praying, go ahead and pray for them. We'll give it a few minutes and let's just pray together. Okay. We pray for our brothers and sisters in Maui who are suffering and in pain physically and mentally and emotionally. I pray that they would lean into the spiritual. I pray that you would be their support system, God, and that us as a church around the world would gather to support those in need. May love overflow from within us to do what we can do to represent you in all the ways that you have called us to do. We ask this, Lord, in your name. Amen. Amen. Thank you all. Thank you. It's important that we pray as a church together and with each other, because Psalm 141:2 says, "May my prayer be set before." I gotta turn it on. I'm terrible at this thing. There we go. "May my prayer be set before you like incense. May the lifting up of my hands be like the evening sacrifice." I believe that our prayers rise up to the Lord like an incense, and it fills his throne room with an aroma that pleases him. When we pray together, I think it physically is something that God enjoys to hear from us. A couple cool quotes that I found from Lisa Sharon Harper. She says, "Shalom is what the kingdom of God smells like." Shalom is the Hebrew word for peace. I don't know if you've thought of words smelling like something, but shalom is what she says the kingdom of God smells like. And J.R. Miller says, "Prayers, when they reach heaven, become roses, pouring out their holy perfume before God. As from gardens of flowers blooming on the earth, fragrance rises, sweetening all the air. So from homes and hearts of praying ones, God's children in this world, there rises continually to God holy incense, a pure offering, sweet fragrance. God smells a sweet savor when we pray believingly, sincerely, adoringly, with love." Right? So when we think about the olfactory sense, the sense of smell, okay, oftentimes there's pungent things that will come to your mind that make you go, "Oh yeah, I know that smell." If I said steak sizzling on the barbecue, Sam knows what that is, right? Wine going through secondary fermentation. If you're a winemaker, you know what that smell is. You can almost waft it into your face. Fresh baked cinnamon rolls baking in the oven. I like that one. If there's something lost in your house or a critter dies in your wall, if you're laughing, you know what I'm talking about. Freshly perked coffee, right? My car smells like coffee still. Sorry, Todd. If you're a new dad, you know what a baby, newborn baby, or in a year or so, what kinds of smells those babies can make, okay? The smell, the sense of smell, relates to not just the scent, but the emotion and the feeling behind it. Some of those smells that I just mentioned bring joy into your life. Some of them bring disgust, right? And you know what that feeling is when you feel it. I'm gonna get a little scientific for you, okay? I'm a math and science teacher, so sometimes I get to teach science. This is a little science explanation on smell. Smell is produced when a particular object emits particles in the forms of gas and vapor in the air, okay? What you're smelling is the gas or the vapor from those certain things. Those particles spread in the air and travel. They can travel long distances. There are certain smells here in Manteca, the dog food processing plant, right? You guys know what we're talking. Manstinka used to be our name, okay? So you get smells that travel miles and miles. They reach into the nasal cavity, and it's a small tract of mucous membrane. That might be a little gross in some of the scientific terms, but this is what it, okay. It gets up in there, into the olfactory cells, okay? There's hair-like fibers inside of your nose and inside of your nasal cavity that have nerve cell endings in them. And in those, they respond to those various odors, and they send impulses along the olfactory nerve to the brain and thus produce the sense of smell. Now, I'm not that smart. This all comes from, like, science books, okay? I read this, and then I get to tell you about it. Although our sense of smell is primary or primal, it's very complex. Okay, all these things working together. To identify the smell of a rose, the brain analyzes over 300 odor molecules. Okay, the average person can discriminate between 4,000 to 10,000 different odor molecules. Much is unknown about exactly how we detect and discriminate between various odors. I believe that's God's significant design for us. It's so complex that as much as we've studied it, there's still so much complexity to it that we don't understand how this all works. But researchers have discovered that an odor can only be detected in liquid form. I didn't know that. All right. We breathe in airborne molecules that travel to and combine with receptors in those nasal cells. The cilia, is what those little hair-like receptors are, extend from cells inside the nose and are covered with a thin, clear mucus that dissolves those odor molecules not already in that vapor form. Okay. Scent, fragrance, or aroma, they all have a powerful effect on our emotions, how they make us feel, and they transform how we feel about certain things. Specific aromas have been found to suppress appetite, reduce stress, revitalize and energize, and even promote physical attractiveness, such as cologne and perfumes that we wear. Okay. Now, when we start talking about the spiritual side of things and how these senses work, okay, the feelings and the emotions that arise because of certain smells, and there might be certain things that you smell on your table today, so there's going to be these little vials that have different scents in them that bring about or incite a certain emotion within you. And I want to explore those today, okay? They play an important role in our lives, and they allow us to identify and evaluate different things that may have happened in our past. So this is what I want us to do. There's five smells on each table. I want you to smell the vials in on your table, and I want you to try to identify what they are without looking. There's a list on the back, too, of the ones that are numbered but without names on it. Try to identify it before you look at the name, okay? What does it remind you of, and how does it make you feel? Okay, how does it make you feel? Go ahead and do that, and you can share it with each other. Everybody can grab a vial. You can share and pass them back and forth. If they're too hard to open, ask my dad. He can open anything. This might be a little bit quick, but you guys can come back and revisit those when we get to the next group discussion part if you didn't get through all of them. But I wanted to go now and look biblically on this sense of smell, okay? There is one particular story in the Bible that I was thinking about when I was planning this one in the planning team that I was like, yeah, ooh, that's a good one, okay? In Genesis chapter 27, verses 27 through 29, okay? Jacob and Esau, and they're bringing their offerings before their father. It says, so Jacob confused his father Isaac, and he made himself smell like Esau. I know when I typically remember the story, I often think of him putting the fur on his arms. Yes, that was part of the deceit, but the smell is what got his father, right? So he went to him and kissed him. When Isaac caught the smell of his clothes, he blessed him and said, ah, the smell of my son is like the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed. Oftentimes, we can be deceived by what we see or what we hear, but the smell is the strongest sense of correlation. And when Isaac smelled the field, he smelled his son, and he said, oh, I know who this is, right? And may God give you the heaven's dew and earth's richness and abundance of grain and new wine. May nations serve you and peoples bow down to you. Be lord over your brothers, and may the sons of your mother bow down to you. May those who curse you be cursed, and those who bless you be blessed. There's this sacrificial system that happened throughout the entire Old Testament where it says the incense of the offering raised up to the Lord, and the Lord was pleased with the smell of the burning offering. Right? As we went through the Ashes to Ashes series last year, we looked at all these different examples of the offering brought before the Lord and how that raises this aroma unto the Lord. And so in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2, God, or Paul admonishes us to walk in love just as Christ also loved us and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for an odor of fragrance, or as a fragrant aroma to God. The offering is the fragrant aroma to God. Fortunately for us, and I'm flying through this whole thing, there's so much that can be spoken on this, but Jesus becomes our eternal ultimate sacrifice. The aroma that is raised to God is through Jesus, and it pleases God. Just to look back real quick on one other story from Genesis chapter 8. It says, Noah built an altar to the Lord and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled the soothing aroma. And the Lord said to himself, I will never again curse the ground on account of man. For the intent of man's heart is evil from his youth. And I will never again destroy every living thing as I have done. The sacrifices became a sweet smell to God. Right? There's this aroma that arises unto the Lord. And Jesus has made that eternal sacrifice for us, so he becomes this sweet-smelling incense. Sorry, my son came in, he's still hurting. Sorry, buddy. All right, my heart hurts for him, right? God instructs us to walk in sacrificial love as an imitator of God. So even though we don't make sacrifices so much in the form of a physical animal or the burning of certain things anymore to the Lord, there are certain things that God still desires for us to sacrifice unto him as an offering to him. And we see some of these in what Paul urges us in 2 Corinthians. And I wanted to just look at those to pick up the odor of which one of these smells, which one of these offerings are we bringing to the Lord? What is your scent? I guess is what I'm trying to say, okay? And I wanted to read from the message because I like the way that it was phrased. It was a little more modern, I guess. This is what it says. In the Messiah, in Christ, God leads us from place to place in one perpetual victory parade. Through us, he brings knowledge of Christ. Everywhere we go, people breathe in the exquisite fragrance. Because of Christ, we give off a sweet scent rising to God, which is recognized by those on the way of salvation, an aroma redolent with life. But those on the way to destruction treat us more like the stench from a rotting corpse. Right? You can almost smell this verse. This is a terrific responsibility. Is anyone competent to take it on? No. But at least we don't take God's word, water it down, and then take it to the streets to sell it cheap. We stand in Christ's presence when we speak. God looks us in the face, and we get what we say straight from God and say it as honestly as we can. What I want us to do is spend the last 5 to 10 minutes here talking about which of the smells, and I listed the smells or the aromas that we put off as believers. Which do we put off? Which of these in our life do we need to try to put some deodorant on and get rid of, right? And which of these do we need to put on, to spray on ourselves, the aroma of a perfume or a cologne? Which of these on this list right here do you personally need to work on, okay? So go ahead, if you didn't finish the scent part, you go ahead and do that, and then look at the list on there and discuss, bring it into like a more personal area for you now. How can I do this? And then, if we have time, we'll pray for each other, but probably not. We'll just sing a couple songs. All right, go for it. I know we could, if we stayed here, we could talk most of the day, probably, about all these different things. And feel free, if you guys want to, anytime you come over to Haley's house, just ask us and say, hey, can we smell those scents? We have these at home. We'd love to share them with you. It's one of our favorite things to do. So pull out the scent kit and give it a go. I want to wrap it up here, though, and I want to close in a couple songs of worship, because that is what we are here to do, is to worship God. We love the fellowship of the people, fellowship. It says, we were going through this in our book study in 1 Peter, love the brotherhood, right? We love the bonding that happens and the connections that happen around tables, just the fact that you guys get to talk together and process this stuff together as a church. This is really church. That's what church is about. processing these things and having a fellowship with one another. And we hope that this helps promote that. Okay. To wrap this up, God loves the smell of obedient, selfless sacrifice. Whatever those things that you might have started talking about with your group right now, put them into practice in your life. That is your offering unto God. It reflects the character and the work that Jesus has already done for us. It's reflecting Jesus. It's the way that Jesus smells. It's the aroma that he puts off is obedient, selfless sacrifice. It's an odor that originates and it emanates from God as a fragrant, and it's pleasing, and it's an odor that you can put off to reflect who Jesus is in your life. Okay, we don't offer sacrifices of animals because Christ already is our sacrifice. Right now, we offer these things as our sacrifice to God. With that, let's turn our hearts to worship. I'm gonna go ahead and pray for us real fast. We'll sing two last songs. And then if you want to stick around and smell all the different smells around all the different tables, you can do that. Okay, let's pray. God, I thank you for the work that you did for us on the cross. I thank you that you became a sacrifice so that we don't have to go through that whole Old Testament sacrificial system. You are the aroma that we want to replicate in our lives. We want to put off all of these things that we were given an example of: bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, slander, malice. All those things that are off-putting smells in this world, God, we want to reflect the ones that are good: kindness, tenderheartedness, forgiveness, joy, peace. God, we want to be people that represent Christ. We want others to smell us emotionally, smell the odor, the fragrance of the living Christ within us. Part of that, God, is done through our worship. May our worship be pleasing to you. May our prayers rise to you. And ultimately, God, may you be worshiped. We pray this in your name. Amen. Please stand.